The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Oh, we've got all kinds of fun planned today. I'm sure there'll be some sports, but maybe more stuff. Let's just find out. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Wednesday. We do things just a little bit differently. We put odds on everything. Technically percentages, we know that, but what are the percentages Wednesday sounds stupid. So it's What Are the Odds Wednesday. What are the odds it's going to be a fun show?
I'll go 62%.
Really?
Yeah.
I was feeling much better about it until you just put that on it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you... I can only control one side of this table, Fred.
So what you're saying is that there's
If it sucks, it's on you, obviously.
So 38% of the suckage comes from me. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm just saying that there's a 100% chance that I won't suck today.
Okay.
And
so what you're saying, though...
There's about a 24% chance that you won't suck.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll just get out of the way and you can do the whole show. How's that? That way I don't suck.
How about this, Fred? Just don't suck today and then we'll be good.
No, I can't.
Can I let you know at halftime what our chances are? Because
I can't make that guarantee. So if you're,
I'm not asking for a guarantee. I'm just asking for some effort. Is that too much to ask?
No, that is too much to ask.
Zhong, is it too much to ask for effort from Fred?
No,
the boss has spoken.
Look,
effort.
I don't know. I don't have any effort to put into it now. I had done a bunch of stuff that I thought was going to be cool. But since you put that percentage on me, I kind of feel like I'm going to suck. So,
Fred, you tell me at the end of the show every day how much you sucked.
Well, yeah, but that's kind of a bit, you know.
Oh, I thought that was legit.
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Then it's definitely going to be a good show.
I was thinking 80%. You know, okay. I thought there was only going to be a 20% chance that I sucked.
Okay, but, I'm sorry. That's a classic miscommunication, is what that is.
Well, I think it's going to be a fun show. I will bring the best that I can, which is, you know, it's a C effort every time. It's not a C effort. That's just a skill level. I mean, I always put in an A effort. It's just the skill level is a D minus. So, you know, C's about as good as you're going to get.
You want to know what the great thing is?
What's that?
Let's just say that somehow today's show absolutely sucks.
Okay.
We're still going to be in Vegas.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
And we're going to make the best of it.
I will guarantee the show will not absolutely suck. I already know of at least 1/6 of it that's going to be all right.
Okay.
So.
We're going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be fine. 713-780-3776. So anyway, however you want to get in on the show today, whether it's via text message or carrier pigeon or whatever, then just put odds on it. So, did you watch any of the basketball last night?
Oh, I did. There's some, a little bit of drama in both games. I mean, the Blazers acted like they really wanted to play for a little while.
They did. They hung around for a long time.
But at the end, I mean, that's what this Warriors team does. And strength in numbers was their motto last year. And the fact that they're still able to do what they're doing without arguably the best player in the league is just amazing. And that's a game last night that a lot of teams who are missing their go-to guy would have just rolled over and quit and just said, all right, we'll get them next time. And this team just refuses to do so. And the way they clamped down defensively in the fourth quarter, again, I know a lot of people in this town are not fans of that team, but I don't know how you watch them and not be impressed. It's almost impossible, I think.
It's easy to be impressed with them. You don't have to like them.
No.
But you certainly have to enjoy them. And poor Raptors get a miracle shot to get to overtime and then get their butts
whipped.
And I love how Kyle Lowry was shooting around for hours afterwards practicing his shot. All I could think of was, dude, why didn't you do that before the game?
Yeah, if you practice before, it may help you.
Yeah, but I think the Raptors are going to have a hard time in that series, but we'll see.
The fact that they're losing home games is tough because that team is really tough at home and so-so on the road. And the Heat, by the way, horrific on the road. And you let them get one there, that's not good.
Yeah, they did the same thing in the first series, and they had to go seven, and they were all out to beat a Pacers team that's not very good either. No. I just don't think there was much difference between 2 and 7 in the East. I really didn't. Those teams are all pretty mediocre teams that occasionally can jump up and bite you.
Yeah.
It's basically Cleveland and everybody else. But I watched the hockey until it went over. That was all I really cared about last night. So for those of you who cashed, you're welcome.
What about the Predators, though?
Good job by the Predators.
Boom.
And
back in this biatch.
Yeah, you know what? They did not. They played a really good game in game two and lost. So I felt like they'd come back with a good effort. But I expect them to play just as well in the next game. But I also expect San Jose to be better. But they're not dead yet, man. That's a good hockey team. And the Blues took it to the Stars, which didn't really surprise me. So 281 asks, Pens fans here, what are the odds of a Stars-Penguins final so I can drive up and see it? I've said all along, whoever wins Penguins-Capitals is going to the Stanley Cup. And although your Pens are going to be up against it tonight, I am probably going to bet on the Caps tonight. No Chris Letang. He got suspended for a game. Probably not a name you've heard. You've all heard Sidney Crosby and Malkin. He's the most important player on that team. Their record with him this year, they won 48 games. They were 30 games over 500. Mm. The games he missed, 2-8-1.
Ooh.
And this is a must-win for Washington. And I don't think the Stars have any prayer.
In a non-hockey-related note, something I just realized looking at the schedule.
Yeah.
Do you know when Game 3 of the Blazers-Warriors is?
I do not.
What if I told you it was Saturday?
Wow. No, it wouldn't surprise me. This schedule's so stupid.
Like, the Raptors and Heat, so the Warriors are up 2-0 on the Blazers. The Raptors and Heat, which was also a game yesterday, that's 1-0. They'll play their game 3 before the Warriors and Blazers play their game 3. So the Raptors and Heat will play 2 more times before the Blazers and Warriors play their game 3. I don't understand the NBA scheduling. They drag this thing out so far, it's absurd.
Yeah, it's usually really bad in the first round, and then it gets better.
This is not, I mean, to go from Tuesday to Saturday, remember when there used to be a travel day, and you would take that day off from the series?
Yeah.
And then you'd start up again.
And that was only when you were going city to city.
Right. So, Golden State or Oakland and Portland. I mean, listen, there's not a lot of distance between those two cities. This is not a, you know, and they don't have to walk, believe it or not. They actually have chartered jets that will take them there. They played last night, Tuesday night. So today would, as it used to be, would have been a travel day. So they would have flown from Oakland listen, they're probably not flying at Oakland Airport. They're probably flying out of San Francisco to Portland. You get to Portland. All right, everybody gets situated. Take the day off because you just had to take an hour flight. You're probably exhausted.
Yeah, well, and just like that Spurs-Thunder series, that's a long flight there from San Antonio to OKC.
You listen, they need a break, Fred.
That's brutal.
They need a break.
Oh, well.
And then, so they would play tomorrow, but instead they're not. They're not playing until Saturday. And, yeah, like you said, the game three between the Spurs and Thunder isn't until Friday. They're now taking basically a week off between each game.
I don't understand it.
You play on Monday, then you play on Friday.
I get that TV rules everything, and you're trying to pick, you know, the best TV days and balance your schedule the best you can. But I also think it hurts the sport because it takes you out of sight and out of mind. And people, unless you're in those cities, you quit paying attention. You find other things to watch. And then you go, oh, okay, well, I'll watch it. But, oh, wait, it's only game two? I'll tune in later.
Dude, tonight there's one NBA playoff game on. Why? There's 4 series happening. Keep them rotating, man. The Hawks-Cavs are tonight. Tomorrow night, 1 playoff game. Heat-Raptors. And if you're like most of the world, that's the one series, the Heat Raptors. Casual fans don't care at all about that series.
Right.
Casual fans think that San Antonio OKC is going to be a great series. Casual fans, the Warriors is a draw. That's a draw even without Steph Curry because they're the best team in NBA history. And LeBron James is a draw for casual fan. Heat Raptors, there's no casual fan draw to that series. You can't have that be the lone game of a night on a Thursday. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we can't change it. At least you'll be able to bet on some of those games while you're out there.
I mean, not until Friday or Saturday.
Well, you're there Friday and Saturday, so you're all good. As much as I
Fred, that's great and all. I can bet on these games any day I want. It's just annoying.
But legally, and when you can actually hold the ticket in your hand.
By the way, Spurs -2 right now, if you want to lay down your bets for Friday's game.
And
way in the future.
And then just sit around and wait for it.
Yeah, it's not. And Warriors -3.5 for Saturday's game, if you're looking that far ahead.
All right.
No odds yet for the 2019 NBA championship are available, believe it or not.
Well,
in the future.
What are the odds that the 2017 championship finishes before the 2016 one?
That's possible. Maybe they'll start it up. Maybe the season will start up again. I watched
the Rockets would have a chance. That's what you're saying.
I watched that 30 for 30 yesterday. I've had it recorded. I just finally got around to watching it on the Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
That Magic team that played the Rockets in the final. Did you see it, John?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you got to watch this thing. It's actually really good. And I mean, if you remember that team, and I loved that team. I remember being a Rockets fan, I was torn when that finals came about. Like, nobody cheered for the Knicks when the Rockets played the Knicks. You couldn't possibly like the Knicks if you were a Rockets fan. But if you were around my age in 95, you were probably a Shaq fan. You probably thought Shaq was awesome. You probably thought Little Penny and Penny, you thought that was awesome. You liked that team. That was the Eastern Conference team that I liked at the time. And
plus, they were kind of fun because they, you know, they were the new thing, and the Bulls were, everybody was sick of the Bulls by then.
Yeah. So. And they also weren't the Knicks.
Right.
And they beat the Bulls. They beat,
everybody was sick of the Knicks.
Yeah. And they actually beat the Bulls, the Jordan Bulls, to get to that series. But it's a really amazing story, and it goes through the free agency of Shaq, like when Shaq really wanted to stay in Orlando and Orlando lowballed him so badly. And it goes through how, remember I was talking about how one ping pong ball would be better for the Rockets than being the 8th seed in these playoffs?
Yeah.
Orlando literally had one ping pong ball and got the number one draft pick the year after they got Shaq, and then they took Chris Webber, and Chris, I guess Shaq was like, took it as a slap in the face. Because he had told him he wanted Penny Hardaway, and then they traded for Penny Hardaway and like three number one draft picks. One ping pong ball would have been better than what the Rockets had this year, I promise.
All right, you know what would be better than what the Rockets had this year is taking care of your mom. And Mother's Day is this weekend, man.
Your mom didn't want the Rockets to be in the playoffs, I promise.
Well, if she did, and she's depressed over the way it ended, you could cheer her up with Pro Flowers. I mean, your mom has always been the expert on everything, right? She's always been the one you go to it for advice. Well, guess what? You can't go to her for advice for Mother's Day. You have to give her, you've got to come up with something on your own. We got you covered. Pro Flowers. You're going to look like an expert. Right now, you can get mom 100 blooms with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And, you know, get it for your mom, get it for your grandmother, get it for the mother of your children. Or, you know what? You can make her day extra special. Upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Go to ProFlowers.com today. Use the code Fred and AJ.
You can't beat the price and convenience. ProFlowers takes care of all the little details. They're guaranteed to be fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days or your money back. You choose the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. I've used ProFlowers for a long time. I know Fred has too. This thing, it's easy and it works. Here's the only way to get these 100 blooms with a free glass vase starting at $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right corner, type in Fred and AJ. That's ProFlowers.com, click on the mic, type in Fred and AJ. Mother's Day is this weekend, so order today. Time is running out. This offer expires Friday at midnight. ProFlowers.com, promo code Fred and AJ.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And, John, can we get dust in the wind for Ted Cruz and the entire Republican Party?
Since, and John Kasich.
Yeah, he went out today.
Yeah.
Didn't Kasich suspend his campaign?
I think that means we're shutting it down.
Yeah.
I think that's what suspend your campaign means.
So it looks like Donald Trump is going to be one of your choices.
I feel like with his pro-life views that Ted Cruz should have been forced to carry this unviable presidential campaign to term. He should have had to go all the way through the end with it and then put it up for adoption. But
well played.
He aborted it, and now we're here.
You've been waiting to say that all day.
I have been. Listen, this is a crazy time for this country, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I think Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton is a good thing for our country, because I don't. But I cannot imagine that we're essentially in a spot where Donald Trump is. I don't know what Vegas would say right now. I guess we'll talk to RJ Bell on Friday what the odds look like. But with Hillary and Bernie as close as they are, I mean, Trump's got to be close to the favorite to being the president of the United States as of today. Like, if you had to, between those three, because you don't really know who's going to win. And I
think it's pretty clear now that Hillary's going to win, even though Bernie won last night. I don't think he's got any chance.
Well, Bernie won last night, but they split the delegates right down the middle.
Yeah, I mean, the whole system is stupid.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you guys, I'm actually begging you, please, if you are of the belief that none of these people are the right people, please consider looking at a third party candidate. And they're not going to win this year. I mean, that's a pipe dream. But just all it takes is 5% of a popular vote to get them on the onto the ballots and onto the debates and things like that in the next election. And it's pretty clear, given what's in front of us right now, that we need more choices.
I couldn't agree more.
If you're saying, oh, I hate Hillary and I hate Donald Trump, let me flip a coin. Don't vote for either one of them. If you hate them both, if you don't think either one of them is the right answer, vote for a change in the system, and vote to where it's not just two parties picking some person that you don't like and you don't believe in. That's all I'll say. I mean, if you, I don't want to be too soapboxy, but I really believe, and I did this 4 years ago, or I guess three and a half years ago. I voted for Obama the first time, and when his reelection came up, I just said, I can't in good conscience vote for this guy again. I cannot do it. And there was no way in hell I was going to vote for Mitt Romney. So instead of walking around for the next 4 years feeling bad about what I'd done, feeling like I'd contributed to this problem, I tried to make a change. And it didn't work 4 years ago. I hope with these candidates in front of us, that people will look at a third option seriously and go, you know what? I'd be insane to check one of these boxes, and I'm gonna check option C and hope that it turns into something down the road. And that's what I'm doing. I'm buying a lottery ticket for 2020 and hoping that I've got another option then, because this is garbage.
And I'm frustrated by the options that were given to us.
Oh yeah,
it's not just the two who won. There,
yeah, Fred, you know I'm not. I wouldn't have felt any better if Ted Cruz was the Republican nominee. You know how I feel about Ted Cruz. But I also think Texans are smart. And I saw Greg Abbott posted yesterday on Facebook, vote against Hillary. My good friend Ted Cruz is out of the race, but we need to remember as a party to unite and keep Hillary out of the office. And I've got to give credit to Texas. There were people saying, and I don't want to get into my thoughts on the governor, but I respect your opinions, Governor, but you're wrong on this. I'll never vote for Trump. And I'm a Christian before I'm a Republican, or I'm a realist before I'm a Republican. I'm not just going to blindly check R. So maybe people do have some sense, but there's not a good answer here.
No, and I'm not going your way yet, because I want to see who vice presidential nominees are. If there's somebody that I think is going to be...
It's Ivanka Trump.
Yeah.
She was his assistant on what was that show, on The Apprentice. She has to be his assistant in office.
If he's smart and picks a guy like Rand Paul, I'd actually consider him. If Hillary's smart and picks a guy like Cory Booker, I would actually consider her. Other than that, I'm probably going your way. But I think we need more options in this country. I've said it all along. That is the one thing that I do think our friends to the north get better than we do, is they have multiple parties. And they also have one party that actually works with the other two parties, which,
that's
by the way, would really work well here. And I mean, it's ridiculous to think that just because you vote R, that those people have all your values. There's no way. There's no single human being on this planet that has all the values of either one of these parties. Nobody. So you have to pick the lesser of two evils. You have to pick, you know, the one that you think comes closest to what you believe. But you know damn well that just because they're Republican and you're conservative, they don't believe everything you do. Hell, Donald Trump is maybe farther left than Hillary Clinton when it's all said and done. And they're too much alike. The parties are too much alike. So, yes, we need a third one, but it's going to take a lot for that to happen. And, you know, maybe it starts with this, but I'm holding out my opinion until I see who the running mates are, because, you know, that person is at least a heartbeat away.
Yeah.
And if it's somebody that I would love to see in there, not that you wish evil on anybody, but I would be okay with that. So, and somebody says the problem with third parties, it normally only splits one party, so that party that doesn't split wins.
What party? I mean, yeah. Listen. And by the way, again, if you think that it doesn't matter which one of these lunatics wins, then who cares? I mean, vote for get yourself a third party on the ballot. You know, it's funny. I don't know when it changed, but like when I was a kid, the first couple of elections that I really remember were 88 and 92. And Ross Perot was like an actual candidate. And he was on stage at the debates with these guys. And I mean, you kind of thought at the time he was the kooky billionaire, which I guess he was.
The kooky billionaire before the one we have now?
Right. Less racist, though, apparently. I don't understand why that went away. Why there isn't a third party guy who's involved and like can actually be heard? It's all the third party's like swept under the rug in this country now.
And Daniel says, if you think the two parties are too close to tell a difference and you don't know enough to be speaking on this subject, bleep off, Daniel. I've been following this crap for my entire life and have been involved with both parties.
Donald Trump is a real representation of the Republican Party. You're kidding yourself.
Yes.
You really are.
Absolutely.
You're a dummy.
Yeah. You know what? I'm surprised you're smart enough to be able to text on your own.
That's the thing about the Republican Party is they got to be kind of spinning in circles right now, because they wanted anybody but Trump to win.
And well, their second least favorite was Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Now, like, Trump is going to be their nominee. Nobody likes it. But the reason why people are voting for Trump is because the party was all messed up to begin with.
Yeah.
So they're in bad shape. I mean, Democrats are in any better shape. And the stuff they're throwing out there is crazy, too.
Well, no, we don't get to bang on them enough because they're quieter. But, you know, it's...
Well, everyone's quieter than Trump.
Ask and you shall receive. I tweeted at RJ Bell, what's the chances Trump gets elected?
What's the new number?
Clinton minus 275, Trump plus 225.
Okay. Where's Bernie?
I didn't ask.
Okay. Well, head-to-head, I'm not surprised that Clinton would be a favorite. But I'm just saying, like, now, I guess what they're doing is they're assuming that Hillary is going to win.
Well, that's because, in general, for some reason, the Democrats tend to bring out people who don't vote in the primaries. But, honestly, I don't think we should have any parties. We should have, you know, candidates based on, you know, what they actually do, what they actually believe, what they actually say. Because too many of them have to pretend to be what the party says they are. And so then when somebody comes along who's different and people are fed up with that, then they fall in love with a Trump. I mean, Hillary is a politician, man. All she does is change her stance on bleeping everything depending on where she is.
Fred.
That's all she is.
Don't you remember in high school the three-party system worked? You always had one jock, one cheerleader, and one smart kid running for class president. And they would sometimes they would work together, sometimes they wouldn't, sometimes it would be two against one. but you always had a choice of football player, cheerleader, slash pretty girl. Sometimes it was a pretty girl who wasn't a cheerleader, or smart kid. And you had options there. Now we just have two options. We have football player and pretty girl, and it's and not even pretty. I mean, we have football player and girl, and he's not even a football player. Former failed football owner and girl, and it's not working for us. We need a third. We need a smart kid is what we need, or a prettier girl, or a better football player.
Yeah, and if all these options that I'm actually hearing for vice president or the direction they go, yeah, I'm going third party for sure.
Okay.
I love this. Mark says, every time someone goes against your opinion, you bash them or belittle them. Grow up, fellas. Well, Marcus, you know what? I bash stupidity. When somebody says something stupid, yeah, you're going to get bashed. If that makes you sad and unhappy and belittled, that's your own bleeping problem.
All right, guys. You grow up, 12-year-old.
As long as you're grown up, as long as you're 21, I've got something for you to do this weekend. The Kima Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, May 7th from 2 to 5 p.m. down on the Kima Boardwalk. 24 breweries are out there. They want you to come spend a day drinking over 72 of the best craft beers, including a lot of local stuff, Buffalo Bayou, Carbox, St. Arnold, and a lot of national brands as well, Firestone Walker, Goose Island, Deschutes, Lagunitas, a lot of great beer. Dogfish Head's going to be out there. Buy your tickets now in advance. You'll save some money compared to the day of the event, or you'll save even more if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. Your admission includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, food samples, live music all day long. You can purchase your tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com, or if you're at Kema, you can go to one of the multiple ticket booths down there on the boardwalk. You've got to present valid ID at the time of purchase. You must be 21 years of age, of course. But if you're into beer, you're into a good time down on the beach, this weekend is a great time at Kema. The Kema Craft Beer Fest, go to KemaBeerFest.com for more details. That's this Saturday, May 7th from 2 to 5 p.m. on the Kema Boardwalk, the Kema Craft Beer Fest. Oh, and the common star, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I wanna be yours. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. All right, guys, got to tell you about Blue Apron. I had another great meal from them last night, and so far, so good. I have not had a bad meal. They're fantastic. And they use incredible ingredients, fresh, high-quality ingredients. They taste better. They're better for you. And it's important to know where your food comes from. And that's the cool thing about Blue Apron. They let you know where everything comes from. And I'm telling you, man, these meals are fantastic. And all you have, they give you everything to cook your own meals. They're healthy. And when you cook with incredible ingredients, you make incredible meals. They set the highest quality standards for their community of artisanal suppliers, family-run farms, fisheries, and ranchers. Whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, or heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron is bringing you the best. And here's the best part. For less than $10 per meal. Yeah.
$10 per meal. We get three because it's only the two of us. And I'm telling you, man, this is better than going to a restaurant and eating a nice meal. And they deliver seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
You can go out and eat healthy, or you can go to Whole Foods or Central Market and eat healthy. You can't do it for $10 a meal, I promise you that. I mean, this is a great deal, and you've got a great variety of things you can choose from. They're very flexible. You customize your recipes each week based on what you want to eat, and new recipes are being created each week. They're not repeated within a year. So every meal you get over the course of a year will be something different. It's pretty amazing, and it's really easy. Comes with step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card. Everything's pre-portioned. There's no waste. It's going to take less than 30, 40 minutes to prepare. Check out this week's menu. Get your two free meals. That's right, two free meals with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/blitz. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/blitz. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Hold up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Listen to the 142nd running of the Kentucky Derby, 4 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
Oh, yeah. Kentucky Derby right here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. It's What Are the Odds Wednesday. We'll get back to the odds stuff. Lamont says party systems depend on texters like Daniel, so blindsided by the smokescreen BS. These parties are identical. I think they're identical in how they raise money. It's kind of ridiculous. If you saw the John Oliver thing a couple weeks ago about how it's silly. And I do think there's certain core things that they're different on. But in the end, when they run for president, there's so little difference between these two. And I would be willing to bet money in the end Trump winds up being more to the left than Hillary is.
Wow.
Which is and that's...
Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I know some of you guys like Trump. I'm sure some of you like Hillary.
And I think some of you might be like us and don't like either one of them.
That's all I'm saying. If you don't like either one of them, you just remember you've got other options.
Hmm. You know what's trending on Twitter now? Hashtag dropout Hillary. in the Houston trends, it's the third trending most topic.
Well, all I want is... And then we'll move on from this, because I didn't intend for this to turn into a let's bash our political system thing. But I realize that there's not a party that represents what I believe, and not even close. And what I always object to is because I say I want more personal freedoms, which should be a conservative thing, except it's only personal freedoms that they believe you should have. I have a real problem with that. And I do think that we should have more social programs, but I can't go where the hell Bernie Sanders is going. That's way too far for me. I'm glad that voice is out there. And I do think of all these guys, he's honest. But, you know, when it comes to finances, man, I'm extremely conservative. But liberals will call me a conservative because of that. Conservatives will call me a liberal because I believe one thing that they don't believe either. And that's why I both of you guys turn me off. And you turn off a lot of people. And that's why I want to see more parties. I want to see at least three would be good. Ideally four with different values. And someday maybe we'll get to that. But until we do, yes, I'm going to sit here and bash every freaking one of them until we get somebody in there that, and it doesn't mean that we can't have somebody come from one of these parties that isn't worth voting for.
Yeah.
We've had guys, but... Jermaine says, people are mad because AJ, we're talking bad about Trump on the Blitz. We're talking bad about all of them. There's not a single one of these guys. So if you think we're bashing one guy, I got news for you. We're not crazy about either one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I would my whole point was I'm not going to vote until I see who they pick as running mates. And then I'm probably, if I don't like those guys, I'm going to do what AJ is doing and vote third party. Try to get them on the ballot. 817, what are the odds Gary Johnson makes the debate stage against Trump and Clinton this year? Well, we'll have to...
This year? Zero.
Yeah, zero. So,
but that's why I'm saying vote for a third party, so in 4 years, that won't be the case.
I guess what's frustrating is I care about this. And I just wish we had something better to represent us, not just in our own country, but around the world. Because this is going to be the person who people see as the leader of the free world. Anyway, let's move on. 713-780-ESPN. Let's try a phone call on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. John, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
What are the odds that Arian Foster will have a healthier season than Sam Bradford?
Oh, I'll go 20%. Sam Bradford, I mean, anything could happen. That guy could slip on a banana peel tomorrow. But Arian Foster, I don't think has even been cleared to like try out, like to do football activities for teams.
Yeah, I don't think he's ready for the start of the season. But if Bradford,
there's no way he's on the field week one. I think
if Bradford keeps kitty catting it, he may not even start the season either.
Yeah.
So, that's a good one, though. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 281 says, problem with our two-party system is that in order for them to get votes, they have to go extreme left or extreme right. No middle ground. Most people are closer to the middle than they are to the edges. I would agree with that. I think, and that's why as soon as we get to the political election, everybody goes to the middle. Doesn't matter what side you're on. That's why I said there's not a whole hell of a lot of difference. And I guess I shouldn't have said... There's not a whole hell of a lot of difference between the parties, but in the end, there will be almost no difference between the candidates. And the things they have differences about, we don't care about. 713-780-ESPN. Is that Man, I really cannot read these names.
Diesel.
Diesel. Okay.
Shaq Diesel.
What's up, Diesel?
All right. Getting back to the political party, I'm leaving it alone. If you look at it, Trump is extreme, Cruz is extreme, and Bernie Sanders is very extreme. Okay. I'm a Democrat, but I'm a fiscal Republican. I know it sounds funny, but yes, I am. But what I'm saying is Donald Trump has got to be the dumbest billionaire in the world, and Cruz got to be the dumbest Ivy League in the world. And then Sanders, who knows? So, I mean, like you said, you represent our country. So, I mean, Hillary Clinton has some kind of background in politics, but I think she's entitled to the presidency, but she's not. But is she the best out of worst three, four evils, you know? So that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm talking about, and I'm off.
Well, I mean, listen, like I said, there's some people who are going to like Hillary. There's some people who are going to say that Trump is the best of what's available. I personally, listen, I've done my research on all these people, and it's been several months now, not counting Kasich, because I probably would have voted for John Kasich had he actually had a chance. He seems like a reasonable human. But, I mean, the rest of these people, I already marked off any possibility that I would vote for them. I mean, Rand Paul was like the last candidate that I was like, maybe I could back that dude.
Those are the two guys that I thought were really good, viable options, and they can't get out of their own party. So what good does that do to a general election? Query Princess says, I'm a Republican. Each party has something I agree with, so I just take the best from each. And that's what I think.
That's why we need a third party. I'm the same way.
I am too. And I think most people are like that. I think most people who actually look at things and don't just take what's fed to them and say you have to be this or this because you grew up this way or you live in this state or that. I think that's how most people are. And that's why, you know, I hate to keep bringing up the Canadian system, but they have a party that does that, that takes a little bit of both and works with both parties. And that's what I'd like to see here. 713-780-ESPN. Okay, that's probably enough politics for today.
That's plenty.
I keep saying that, but everybody wants to keep talking
about
it.
It's super depressing. That's why I don't like to talk about it.
I know. So, I can't keep up with the social media. Sorry, guys.
I clicked over and it said 20 plus notifications on Twitter, and that's since the last break. I can't. I'll try and look at some of them during the break. I'm sure they're all telling me what a...
I know. It doesn't matter because...
What a loser I am. Loser. You're a loser.
The problem is...
What Trump says. You're a loser.
No matter what you say about either candidate, you're automatically going to be wrong for the people who support them.
Because you're a loser, Fred. You know who wouldn't be a loser? Ted Cruz should get... Even though he is a loser now, he should get his wife... a good Mother's Day gift since he elbowed her in the face a bunch of times yesterday on accident, supposedly. But I can tell that she hates him and he hates her. Beside the point.
he got her twice.
Mother's Day. She's the mother of his children.
He needs to make up for that.
She's the mother of his children. He ran a campaign where it came out that, you know, maybe he's been having sex with other women. I mean, it's a hard time. This is an important Mother's Day for him. Pajamagram may help him out. Mother's Day this Sunday. Get the mom in your life the softest gift for the hardest job. That's the world's softest pajamas, exclusively from Pajamagram. Pajamagram.com is where you can go and get them. It's created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, and they are the softest pajamas ever. It's like cashmere, only better. She's going to love the way they look and feel, and they're going to last a lot longer than flowers or candies or whatever. Being a mom is the world's toughest job. Spoil her this Mother's Day. Give her the gift of softness, comfort, and relaxation with the world's softest pajamas from Pajamagram.com. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery for Mother's Day guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman with ESPN 97.5 sent you. That's Pajamagram.com. So
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in. And what do I have to tell you about here? Oh, join me in the special ESPN 97.5 section beginning at 1 o'clock at Sam Houston Race Park, Saturday for the Kentucky Derby. We've got a free handicapping contest, and everyone's welcome. Watch, wager, and win with Sam Houston Race Park and ESPN 97.5. I have one more prize pack to give away. I'll do that at some point in the 5 o'clock hour. You'll have to answer a horse racing question. I want these to go to people who will actually use the tickets, not just the people who dial and win whatever, which we do have here. But I want somebody who actually wants to go and wants to have a place to sit at the Derby and wants to eat for free and wants to hit a monster trifecta with me.
All right.
So that's what we're looking for. Bobby had asked me any feel for tonight's hockey game. I mentioned that in the first segment. I think Washington wins tonight, but they're minus 120. And to me, that's kind of like, you know, giving away way too much money for what's a pretty close series. So, no, I will not. I'm not going to play it, but if you're going to play it, I think that's the way to go. All right. 713-780-ESPN. Let's try a couple phone calls. I think that's Steven. I really cannot read this board today. My eyes must be getting a lot worse. What's up, Steven? Hello, Steven.
Hello.
Hey, sports.
You're on, man.
Sports to you. I was just wondering, what are the odds that the Titans go or break even? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Are you talking about?
I think he means go 8-8.
Oh,
is what he's trying to say.
Boy, I'm gonna have to go pretty low. I don't think they're there yet. I'm gonna go about 10%. I mean, 15%. They get to 500.
I think that's a pretty good number.
I don't like their coaching staff. I still think that they've got a way before, but before Mariota's listen, I think Mariota can become a real player. I do. I just think he's going to take a little more seasoning.
And, you know, he's got to stay healthy. He got hit a lot last year. The Vegas has him at 5.5, which is among the lowest numbers in the entire league.
Yeah.
So I could see them playing well enough to go, well, no, you know what? I can't see it. I think they've got a bad coaching staff. And even if they hit on every one of their picks, which I don't think they will, and those guys help, this is still a team that's got a long way to climb. I think 6 would be the ceiling. But what you want to see is at the end of the year, Mariota starts looking like he's going to be a star by the end of the season. You know, by the end of that second year, if your quarterback starts making plays to win a few games for you down the stretch, and you start saying, okay, I think we might have something here. I think that's the best you can hope for this year. Let's try John.
Sports.
Sports to you.
I got the political system you guys are talking about. You're right. It's a total train wreck, and I'm going to leave it at that. What are the odds? Tony Romo and the Dallas Cowboys obviously picked up a great running back, and the team looks like it might be back on track as, you know, being a winning team again. So do the Texans with Brock Osweiler. What are the odds of Tony Romo staying healthy all year opposed to Brock Osweiler doing the same? And keep in mind that the Texans have notoriously had quarterbacks that never make it through a season.
Yeah, they've also haven't had guys who were really physically built to make it through a season. That was part of the problem. That's why Hoyer was...
Although Matt Schaub was built to... I mean, he was built to take a crushing.
But he got hurt a lot, too.
Yeah.
I would just say Osweiler's more likely to make it through the season than Romo, just because we don't know what Romo's collarbone's going to be like. If he's healthy and fine, I mean, that's going to be a really good team. That's what your season comes down to in Dallas, basically. And I hope he is. But... I would think, you know, Osweiler, because he hasn't been hurt yet, seems a little more durable. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Here's one from 817. What are the odds a rookie quarterback has over 7.5 wins this year?
I would say that in Denver that could happen, but I don't think he's going to start 7.5 games. I mean, I think they're going to start with Mark Sanchez instead of Paxton Lynch.
Yeah, but I mean, I think at some point he winds up playing. And I think.
But I mean, do you think he'll be on the field for more than 7.5 wins?
No.
I don't either. those other two, I mean, I don't think the Eagles are winning eight games. And if they do, I think that Sam Bradford probably played a lot of them. Mm. And the Rams are pretty good. No, I'm not going to do it. I'll go 70%. The answer is no.
Yeah, I mean, the Rams, theoretically, they should be close enough, but that I think that division's so tough. I mean, Seahawks aren't going anywhere. Cardinals aren't going anywhere. 49ers are not going anywhere either, but in a different way. So, like, I have, like, this long series of angry texts from Daniel, who I apparently offended. And he brings up every hot button topic that all these people bring up. He has totally fallen hook, line, and sinker for what these idiots are selling him. So,
well, listen, like I said, I'm not going to call you an idiot. If you want to vote for one of these guys, this is what you like. Good for you. It's just not for me. And I'm saying, all I was saying is, if you think that these people are not for you, you feel the way I feel, there's another option, is all I'm saying.
And hey, if you believe in these guys, believe in them. And if you believe they're telling you the truth about any of the myriad of push button, you know, brainless topics that they use to get you hooked, then okay, vote however you want, man. I don't care.
And I everyone's mad at me because I'm not giving Bernie any credit apparently on Twitter. That's fine. Bernie, as much as you like him, I think he's probably the nice, without question, he's the nicest person left. I just don't know if he's should be the president of the United States. A lot of what he's selling sounds a lot like hope, and you remember how that worked out.
The one positive I'll say about him is I don't think there's any way he could get all of that stuff done.
Which is a good thing.
Well, yeah, but I think there are some things I like that he says, and I do think he has the best interest of what he thinks is the best interest of the country at heart. I don't agree with him, but I at least appreciate that. And I do think it's not somebody who's just out there selling us the same old BS, but do I think it's going to matter? No. I mean, and I think he'd get some good things done, but they would keep a lot from happening. And that's how the system's supposed to work, because we don't need all that here. We can't be Denmark and all these other countries he tries to compare us, you know, that we should be doing like this. We can't. There's too many factors in it. And, you know, especially like healthcare. I mean, there's pension plans tied to these companies now. It's almost impossible to go to a single payer system. We would have had to done that in the '50s. Yeah, you know, and you know how I feel about the free college, because some of you guys who are paying to go to college, reading your texts, you didn't deserve to go to college either.
Not everybody should go to college.
No.
Listen, sometimes you're not smart enough to go to college, all right? And there's a lot of jobs that require skill that don't necessarily need college. And you can make a good living. I was talking about this with my dad today. You don't have to go to college to be a welder.
No, you can make a damn good
living. And you can make a damn good living as being a welder. You don't have to go to college to be a plumber. You can make a damn good living being a plumber. I mean, is it a cushy office job? No. But let's face it, not everybody should be in a cushy office job. That's just not the way the world works.
And I'm sorry, I don't want to pay for your schooling for people that I don't think need to be going to college anyway. Sorry. Pay for
your own. Look at Jong. Wasted his life at college. Yeah. Wasted his parents' money. Look at him now. Standing over there eating.
He's always eating.
He eats more than any person I know who isn't gigantically fat.
All right, guys, we got to tell you about Cherry's Berries. Time to give mom a gift as unique as she is. Mother's Day is this weekend. And I mean, you're running out of time, guys. Every mom's unique. And you know what? You want to do something good. You talk about you want to change the world. Make your mother happy, you know, because she's done a lot for you. Mother's Day is just around the corner. Here's how you do it. Cherry's Berries. You've heard us talk about these things. We've gotten them in the past. They're fantastic. Your mom's going to love them. The mother of your children's going to love them. And today only, freshly dipped strawberries from Cherry's Berries. And you know what they'll do? They'll throw in a dozen assorted roses for just $39.99 plus shipping. Two perfect gifts all from one place.
Yeah, these guys, they do it right. The berries are dipped in milk, white, dark chocolate. They've got chocolate chips, chopped nuts, signature swizzles. They're always delicious. They're always beautiful. They're very well presented. The flowers, of course, have a 7-day freshness guarantee. Dip berries in a dozen roses. It's the ultimate Mother's Day gift. You pick the date. It's guaranteed. Customer satisfaction, guaranteed, or your money back. Here's the only way to get this great one-day-only deal. Freshly dipped strawberries plus a dozen assorted roses for $39.99. This is an exclusive offer just for our listeners, only when you use the code Fred and AJ. Go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in Fred and AJ. That's berries.com. Click on the mic. Enter that code Fred and AJ. This deal is for today only, and Mother's Day is on Sunday, so make sure you order now.
All right, we're going to give you some Sherry's Berries and some Pro Flowers. How about a $50 gift certificate to both? Because we love you guys, even the guys that completely disagree with politically. That's all right.
Listen, there's some.
I'm old and cynical on politics. I don't trust any of them. I think they're all scumbags. I'm sorry.
Like us.
I couldn't even get the mayor to come on our show, and I like him. So anyway, for all of you, whether you agree with us or not, $50 gift certificate to Sherry's Berries and a $50 gift certificate to ProFlowers.com to send your mom a double treat this Mother's Day. Beautifully gourmet dipped strawberry gift packages starting at just $19.99, and get mom a delightful bouquet of flowers with a colorful glass vase. Order now at Sherry'sBerries.com and ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner, type in the passcode Fred and AJ. So basically, here's what we're going to do. The first person who can call in and identify who this TV mom is. Is this correct, John? Am I doing this right?
Yes, sir.
All right. The first person who can name this TV mom, you get the gift certificate. How cool is that?
Who is it? Let me hear.
Let's hear it.
That's the kind of thing that goes on in a restaurant. Now, I'm going to bring him a cup of coffee, just like he brought me a cup of coffee this morning. And that, young man, is what marriage is made of. It is give and take 50-50. And if you don't get it together and drop these macho attitudes, you are never going to have anybody bringing you anything, anywhere, anyplace, anytime, ever.
Wow.
I know the answer. Can I win the prize?
You cannot.
I think I know the answer. I'll have to ask you off air as we go to break. All right, don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Players back, new jacks, I'm in hollow. It's resonating the subject because they like to follow the words.
May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to the Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.